Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about putting my work on the block? Ain't none of y'all better. Let you know it's all real.
Is it real? Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Brooklyn, New York, EMC crew, and you're checking out Microphone Masters.
My first memory, my birthday on a party bus. Pops wasn't there, but that would not be us. In mom's arms, in God we trust. Black mama love, everything marvelous. I didn't know what I was missing. Part of a system, pops is gone. Uncle in prison, inside wishing for a man to teach me about girls and religion. Made my own rendition of grinding and kissing. Weekend calls to my dad, I listen. Still I felt distant, distant like love. There's only so far that words could really hug. Didn't wanna be a thug, older I bang with. I learned a lot from them cuts in the basement. The smell of blunts laced with a little bit of spice. Wise hot giving me advice. We go out and start fights, scuff up our nikes, come back and talk crap and shoot a little dice. This is a slice of life and memories sitting in my mind vividly. Often they visit me.
I'm just trying to find a way, understand.
Metaphors can't explain how far I came. A young man at work, I made my own lane. Steered away from pain, relied on drive. There's an old saying, don't cry, survive. As I kept building, there were cranes in the sky. Certain memories my brain would deny. A tear laid in my eye, I was afraid to reply to the hurt that was calling. It came from the sky, an older play cousin. Of course I trust him, but he was touching where he wasn't supposed to be touching. What's a kid supposed to do when they going through what I was going through? Don't know who to go to, you wanna tell somebody. In many ways, I felt somebody, that somebody was me. Now I'm talking to little Rashid. Incarcerated heart, man, you gotta be free. I felt it when I told my man I would help with things he was dealing with I really hadn't dealt with. Emotions melted, I began to release it. Things you can't change, you can come to peace with. At least get it better for the children of forever. I read the Lord's letter, I forgive our debtors. They don't talk about it, many sharing this story. Memories of home, shared pain and glory.
Just trying to find a way, understand. Staying out late and playing in Wonderland.
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon here, the best hip hop podcast in the land. Yo, Star Saxon, I'm gonna just start this off. We have a cool guest coming up for you, a gentleman by the name of Aki Carmichael out of San Diego, so I enjoyed that conversation. But we didn't have a show last week, and so I wanted to touch base with you on this because more details are coming up. We're still kind of keeping our fingers, so to speak, on the pulse of this whole Jay-Z and the NFL partnership. So slowly stuff is coming out. With the news or some of the announcements that keep coming out, it doesn't seem like this is going to be a good thing in terms of when you think about the, I don't want to say the hip-hop community, but just in terms of the way it's going to be received for those people who are paying attention. Do you have any thoughts, any further thoughts as more information comes out about this Jay-Z, this Roc Nation NFL partnership?
All right, look, man. Listeners, your boy Sax is sick. You're going to get no high velocity, high octane incendiary commentary from your boy on anything related to Jay-Z, the NFL, Roc Nation, or social justice entertainment. You get none of that shit from me. Too sick for it. But I will say, there's a bunch of niggas out there on the NFL kickoff looking at Meek Mill attempt to rap. There's a lot of niggas there. So, from one standpoint, whatever the fuck Jay-Z did, got a bunch of niggas to forget that all the owners in the NFL hate kneeling niggas. They like ex-con niggas to go perform to get their ratings up in certain demographics. So, I mean, I guess my dumbass watched a little of it. What can I say, Jay? As for where it's going to go in the future, I don't know, dude. I mean, I thought about the idea of what the hell is social justice entertainment. I quickly thought of the concept of, well, kind of, isn't that like the embodiment of, like, KRS-One? But, like, his shit is edutainment, not entertainment. So,
right.
No, we're not putting KRS-One at the halftime show this year, dude. We're not.
We're teaming good.
I'm trying. Some niggas is coming at me with, like, yo, nigga, you really out of line on this Jay-Z shit, dude. You need to just tone that shit down. It's like, all right, look, I'm going to just speak how I feel. But if niggas is like, perhaps maybe, you know, you're a lot of line, let me just ease back a little bit and take a broader 180-degree viewpoint. Like, what are some other motherfuckers saying on how this shit's going to work? And I thought about them niggas, dude, and in the end, dude, the niggas is fucking wrong, so fuck them. The bottom line, though, is I'm just not going to go in on Jay-Z on this shit no more, man. Time's going to tell, right?
True.
They gave $400,000. He gave $400,000 as the first charitable gift for this joint partnership to some, like, educational jump off in Chicago. So I guess I'm hating if I say anything bad about him. But an enlightened mind would say you didn't have to join forces with the NFL to give $400,000 away to a good cause to people of color in the inner cities of Chicago.
That's true. So let me say this. I'm going to jump in real quick because it's always interesting to me. I think if somebody makes, I don't know, $70,000 a year and they donate $200, $500, $600 to a cause, if somebody is a billionaire and they donate, I know that this is coming from a different basket, so to speak. But if a billionaire, let's say, donates $200,000 or $300,000 or $1 million, people always say, well, you should be able to donate more. And it's almost as if they're pocket watching somebody else. I think the gesture is good. It's instead of throwing money at it, you would like to see somebody, if money goes along with time as well, I think that's the best combination. But $400,000 is better than nothing in the grand scheme of things, right? And like you said, you shouldn't have to have a partnership with the NFL in order to be able to donate $400,000. But at least something's better than nothing? Question mark.
I mean, my point is, look, if Roc Nation gave a dollar to help a kid buy a fucking book cover, because you know in the hood the niggas know we have new books. They be the old books that you got to cover with the paper bags.
Right.
Remember that? So if they gave a dollar for cats to get Trader Joe's bags because them shits ain't free no more, just to cover the old used books, that's a charitable gift, and no pun intended, but I can't knock the hustle. All I'm calling the question is, if your heart is in the right place, whether it's to help people out who are disenfranchised and not fully civically engaged, if that's what it is that you're attempting to accomplish, why do you have to team up with the NFL? Or frankly, dude, any other motherfucking organization, if that's what you're about, dude, you don't have to, right? Unless the link exponentially increases your charitable gift. Now, I've known niggas that have been wearing Rockaware for quite a long time, and these Jay-Z, you know, royalty checks is still coming in clean. Translation is, dude been making money for a lot of fucking years. So translation is, I got to believe he should be able to drop that $400,000 by himself, right?
Right.
Right? In the NFL, we know what they're about. They could have dropped that $400,000 by themselves, right?
Right.
So I'm not pocket counting nothing, but I would have thought that the link would have made a number significantly higher. Again, not pocket counting. I'm just saying, I felt like both entities could have been doing that shit anyway, so I don't even understand the linkage. I might be missing something. Maybe I'm fucking blind. Yo, you heard my phone just buzz right now?
What happened?
Dude, this nigga Antonio Brown, dude, he won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. Let's save that for, we're going to come back with that. Let's get into a few songs again with the conversation with Aki Carmichael, because that's going to be part of my last words, is what your boy, and then it was my boy, now the Patriots boy, is doing and how he's acting. So let's do that. Let's get into a few songs and come back. We're going to come back with a conversation with Aki Carmichael, again, MC out of San Diego, so a talented gentleman, and I believe you will be entertained. So you're listening to Microphone Masters on DubsCNN.com.
Listen, homie, you don't know me like you think you know me. Big boy toys that clap like a dirty bitch box. Ladders attached with 36 shots inserted in cock. You ain't got to take my word, them shits pop. Ask around how I circled these blocks before hip hop. Sandwich baggies, drop it in tie knots. Invite my favorite fiend over to come and try rocks. Dope the only thing stamped inside my mailbox. Folded money to the rubber bands pop before hip hop. O.E., St. Ives, and Valentine L. Dutch Masters, Phillies, and White Owl smells. L Trainer, Linden, and Powell to roll L's. Token boosts, nigga. No vocal boosts before hip hop. Whole different dude, I'm rolling in you. I got a dub that I don't fold of that deuce. Anything good, even your nasty ass shoes. Now here's my moment of truth. Yeah, that was life before hip hop. You think you know me, you don't really know me. Nah, back in my hood, I'm still a one and only. Before these music projects, I'm the projects, homie. Y'all just see the new me, y'all don't know the old me. Before these beasts was trapping, I was out there trapping. Before these birds was rapping, I was bird rapping. Before the fans was clapping, it was cans clapping. No bank accounts, hand-to-hand transactions. A bunch of candles in the lobby, who got laid to rest? Empty bottles near the flicks, I know the wake is next. I'm from a place where people walk around with major stress. Don't say something you'll regret before hip-hop, I was crazy fresh, trapping in my Avarex. Blue Yankee fitted 501s above the Navy checks. I never had to beg for pussy, bitches gave me sex. I left all the drugs that they addressed before hip-hop, Shit, your boy was out there trying to survive. Too lazy for a 9 to 5, I bought a 9 and got live till it jammed. Said goodbye, next day went outside and bought that pretty 38, it's on the lap in my ride. It wasn't all about these verses and words. It was being first to the curb, from the first to the third. It was about staying alert, you see him lurking, you swerve. To this day, I thank God I ain't get locked before hip-hop. You think you know me, you don't really know me. Nah, back in my hood, I'm still a one and only. Before these music projects, I'm the projects, homie. Y'all just see the new me, y'all don't know the old me. Before these beasts was trapping, I was out there trapping. Before these birds was rapping, I was bird rapping. Before the fans was clapping, it was cans clapping. No bank accounts, hand-to-hand transactions. Before hip-hop, had that thing on my hip, don't let it hop off. But not though, just Joel Ortiz.
USSR, nigga. Son of Tony, man.
Young
Vaughn, Mike Drake, 1-2-1-2.
Up alone with me. Young Vaughn,
hey yo, yo. Hey yo, where I come from, you're damn near naked if you only got one gun. Hitting the OGs, killer shit, it's these young ones. Not even for money either, shit, it's just young fun. You niggas is dumb dumbs. Put over on my
nigga I ain't seen in a minute.
Yeah.
Walking across my truck like he about to hop in it. I said, hold up, holding. He said, work the brim. Flash the chrome in fatigue, rip rocket fatigue Tim's. I said, hell no, you way too fly to get in my bag. He said, it's cold outside, left him a blunt to survive. Then I hit the corner store, I must have walked in the ball. It's like three niggas in each aisle, ready to draw. I'm like, shit. Fuck, I come and hit again. Grab four swishes in the Pepsi and I split. Wonder why these niggas on some real Kill Bill shit. Cause off $100 bills, you get killed real quick. West yet, rope to smoke the plot, keep something to spread at. Watch the rear view, cameras where we lay at. Wherever you safe at, don't keep your safe at. They're coming to take that. Niggas don't need an occasion for home invasion. All they gotta think is you got a new situation. All in the backyard, behind the bushes waiting. Won't even cover they face, they so impatient. Niggas come straight home from jail, singing they need a lick. Run up in the wrong damn house and then become a vic. Talking that, I'ma be right by the summer shit. Really come home and get murdered, that dumb and dumber shit. Don't take time to find a grind, they got blind. Shot in they own leg, arm, they head in they spine. Afghan, I ran foaming guns in hand. Be careful what you understand. This Afghanistan and around here, we don't trust a smile or a smirk. A phone number and a skirt really get you hurt. It ain't just the niggas that be putting in that work. Pussy is a real reason niggas put in dirt. I've been out of practice, I ain't used to the theatrics. I don't use tactics, had a low batting average. Then I met a chick that was better than average.
Yeah.
Many petty addicts,
yeah.
True game savage.
Yeah.
Told me anything that I want, I can have it. Long as I give her this dick with no plastic. With every dish I ate, stick was on the plate. Even all for me ain't no sex, just for trying to sick. I never hit though, shit was too weird. She on some shit though, I fell back. Then I got to win the info. Gang of trust, code of your keys, and wait till you leave. Her and her crew, all of them thieves, and trap you with C's in this habitat. All weapons formed against you and they will attack. Shit is still your soul without a scratch, leave your skin intact. This world's so cold, gotta fight just to live in that. You can find your mind, but your heart never get it back.
I don't care what you do for your money, for your money. Just don't try to take none from me, none from me. Two hands, two arms to get bloody, real bloody. For my money, two faces, they're both ugly, so ugly, nigga. You don't want,
you don't want.
You don't want,
you don't want,
you don't want, what belong to me.
Nah.
You don't want,
you don't want,
you don't want,
you don't want,
come along with me. I don't care what you do for your money,
for your money.
Just don't try to take none from me, none from me. Two hands, two arms to get bloody, real bloody. For my money, two faces, they're both ugly, so ugly, nigga.
You don't want, you don't want, you don't want,
what belong to me.
You don't want, you don't want.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. If you're interested in maybe sponsoring a segment or having a commercial play to reach your potential customers, because they're listening, why don't you hit me up? MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can...
Homie, don't fall in love with her. You like every other customer now. See, I refuse to sell.
settle, just to settle down.
I can easily do it like I used to, but baby, you ain't nothing like the usual. And even though it's all mutual, drop it off, pack it up, and leave. Used to do till I met you. Now everything is so brand new. You're giving me a reason to love them, not leave them.
Super Socko and Jen, pop locking my pen, hanging out with the twins, serving yay for my ends, pimping hard on them, not fake for real, bake cake for real. Let's make a deal on the east side of low. Creep slow with your favorite hoe. Rocking a boat, what you saving her for? Me and Raz spent days with the hoe in the C-A-R-S-O. Johnny struck a match, I crack a new batch. Came back with the deadliest catch. No look, cookbooks who scratch. I knock a bad bitch all that and show her how to fall back. Frame, name a game, nights to blame. Fights with games, don't nothing change but the grass, man. I came to bang, fine desire, ice and flame. Don't get that bitch your last name.
I can easily do it like I used to, but baby, you ain't nothing like the usual. And even though it's all mutual, drop it off, pack it up, and leave. Used to do till I met you. Now everything is so brand new. You're giving me a reason to love them, not leave them.
You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that?
That's what I...
Microphone Masters, J-Love here with the gentleman coming from the West Coast. His name is Aki Carmichael. What's good, man?
Greetings. Peace to you. How's everything?
Man, everything is good, man. Everything is good. I'm looking forward to talking to you. I talked to the gentleman that provided the soundscape for your most recent project, Scatterbrain. I've talked to him before. And I could tell that he produced this, if nothing else, because I get, when I listen to his production, I get that feeling of what's the gentleman I'm thinking of? Goodness, why is his name escaping me now? Excuse me while I kiss the sky, like psychedelic stuff. So, but talk to me a little bit about this project that you are doing with Scatterbrain, and then I want to talk about your kind of stance in the San Diego hip hop community, because I'm from the West Coast myself, so it's a little bit different on the West Coast than it is on the East Coast. Right. So talk about that, man.
Absolutely. Where are you from, by the way? I'm curious.
I'm from the San Bernardino area, a little town called Victorville.
Okay. I got people that live out in Paris, actually.
Okay.
That's in that area, right? It's kind of
in San Bernardino. It's a little bit further away, but if you think about San Bernardino or Barstow, Hesperia, Apple Valley, that area.
Got you.
Brandon,
okay, so yeah,
basically in that general area, like the high desert.
Got you. Yeah, so, basically, this project I did with Scatterbrain is called Luxury Band-Aid. And, you know, Luxury Band-Aid is, I mean, different ways to look at it, but in a nutshell, you know how it is in hip-hop culture, you know what I mean? We all about, you know, flavor, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of it's our way of putting our own stamp on something. So it's kind of like if you think on some Eric B and Rakim Paid in Full, it's or Supreme Clientele, it's on that type of tip. But it's on that type of tip on our way. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, being from San Diego, there's kind of a cultural sonic thing going out here, you know what I mean? Like some of the people who are what I would consider the architects of the sound in San Diego, I consider myself one of those people. Scatterbrain, you have people like Orko and Sumach or Ganja Sufi, you know what I mean? And you know, there's that aspect in the artistry out here where there's that level of psychedelia, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Me, I've always been a big fan of like Parliament Funkadelic, you know what I mean? As well as
you know, hip-hop greats like Wu-Tang and a lot of the early Texas rap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Big Mello and Gangsta Nip, to name a few.
Oh, so, you went back with that Gangsta Nip and Big Mello. I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So some of that stuff is just kind of in the gene pool. You know, when Scatterbrain came with those beats, I kind of was able to channel that aspect of MCing because of me being raised off of that type of rap. But, you know, I also have other influences like, you know, De La Soul and Native Tongues, you know what I mean? And that type of stuff, you know, because I'm a student of this hip-hop artistry.
Yeah.
But as a hip-hop artist, you know that originality is key and it's important. You know what I mean? Like, I have these influences, but at the same time, like, I'm able to take that and convert that energy and make it into my own thing. You know what I'm saying? So, essentially, Luxury Band-Aid is saying, you know, we have something that'll heal. We have something to patch up your wounds. You know what I mean? All these people that are wounded souls right now, right? We got something to patch their wounds up, but at the same time, you know, you're not about to penny pinch us for this Band-Aid, because this is a luxury Band-Aid, and not only is it going to patch your wounds up, but you're going to look fly rocking that Band-Aid, you know what I mean? You're going to be fly with it, and it's going to be comfortable, and yeah, you know what I mean? So that's what the luxury Band-Aid is, you feel me? And that's what that is sonically. We did a lot of, you know, there's kind of like a undercurrent of San Diego appreciation, because we dropped that album on June 19th, 2019, which is 619, and it's also a celebration of, you know, Juneteenth, as they say.
Juneteenth, yep.
It's plugged with that as well, you know what I mean? But we wanted to do something that kind of points to where we come from, being from San Diego, and pay homage and also lead an example of coming together as two different artists, you know, from the same city. You can even say, you know, coming from different angles, but at the same time, there is still that relativity between us. You know what I'm saying? Even if we didn't necessarily like hang out, like we was rolling dogs or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, nah, but we you know, we still cut from the same cloth. You know what I mean? Because we're students of the same master, so to speak. And yeah, and so we were able to relate, you know, what he does and what he's doing, what I do and what I'm doing, and come with that, you know what I mean?
Can I get some knowledge shit and get some acknowledgement and still get some sponsorship? Can the niggas put their consciousness and not get into politics and trying to get on and shit? Can I just be honest and not get into conflict? What I have from the fight over nonsense? Can I rock the bomb shit for the ladies and the fellas? Without a nigga getting jealous, can I get a little lettuce? Without having to be headman, even the dead and headless. The way most rappers act now is pathetic and desperate. I just wanna spit the message and still be the freshest. The lyrics is the weapon, the pieces that they chest, and it still returns back to the essence. It's a blessing, it's injection, that's lethal. But can a nigga spit a few lessons for the stop the violence without getting silenced? The motherfuckers being biased without starting a riot or having to overthrow a tyrant? Can I rock my shit without a pirate trying to take credit for what I did? I'd rather throw a piece of dope punches like an island. I'd rather give life than believe my niggas dying without taking it back to 9-6. Hit them motherfuckers in the head with a wide brick. There's too much backbiting and dick riding. Too many chicks out of beyond falsehoods, bitch, quit lying. Too much black on black crime and too timing. Double-edged snitches wiring, dropping dimes and informants in the click calls and decision. Can a nigga take some knowledge just to get a listen?
going on, everybody? It is J-Love with Microphone Masters Radio Show. Why don't you follow us on social media? Here's everything you need to know. Grab a pen, or maybe just hit rewind a couple times so you can grab it all. Follow my man Star Saxon at Star Saxon. That's StarSaxxon. You can follow me on Twitter at Javon Love. That's JAV like Victor, ONLUV. Follow the show at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And of course, you got to follow DubCNN on Twitter at DubCNN, DubCNN. Are you okay?
I'm being rude. Yeah, let me get off this phone. I'll holler at you in a minute. Peace. Yeah, anyway, like I was saying, I walk up in the show and my song start playing. I'm like, dude, what if we was gonna do that tonight? DJ looking like, yeah, my bad, true that. But on the real, since the moment I arrived, every five, someone asking, can you play some J-Live? I told him next time, skip all that stress. Tell them real DJs don't take requests. Yeah, see, we the Ghostbusters. Men in black, just look into the lights, you can trust us. Forget whatever song you were thinking. We select, you keep dancing and drinking. Speaking of which, not even that late. It's already jumping like Zion in the Matrix. Not a sword fight, neither more like, what's the opposite of Sheet Fest? Man, that's a deep guess. But you know to expect nothing less. My rhymes ain't checkers, kid, more like chess. That's why the queens stay fresh up on the scene. They checking for the king, now I mean. That real live, bonafide, certified, actual, factual, genuine article. Straight from the heart, I embody hip hop down to my last follicles, particle. Cause she ain't just pretty, she's smart. Sharp enough to break down docs. Made it for that dumbed down radio rap on the charts. Sister in respect the arts. The reason why, cause she rap is bad juju. J-Live, love black woman like Buju. A brother asked, who that on stage, oh, was he new? A shorty in the front turn around like,
who you?
And where the hell have you been? Ask your girl, ask the three best friends.
4 hours deep, sick with the pen. Nice on the beats, plus he could spin.
She said she couldn't wait for the next one to drop. He said,
I love a female that knows the hip hop.
She gave him that look like a head, be quiet.
That brand of game is so goddamn tired.
He tried to play it off like for real, though it's true. She said,
apparently I'm up on more than you.
Acting like it's a new phenomenon, man. Listen to the hook to the song.
Dollars circulate.
dollars, dollars circulate.
It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like the checks with the commas on commas. I want the checks with the commas on commas. It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like the checks with the commas on commas. I want the checks with the commas on commas.
I need them dollars. Run me my half or I put a hole in your wallet. Cold case on my waist. You don't want these problems. Bank calls said they running out of commas. That's on my mama. I'm steady mobbing. Post it up till I reach my profit margin. Cash money 99 and 2,000. Hustle Lord, don't you hear my stomach growling? Bitch, I'm bout it. I'm hungry. So I need them tender greens spilling off my plate. Cash on delivery, bitch, I raise the stakes. You a hate what I fucking make. Just a pop out and I don't even show my face. So yeah, to count it all, gon' take about a minute. Don't claim the gang, ho, if you know you're not with it. Marijuana scented, windows tinted. Keep it low, cause you know these niggas can't wait to print it. Oh yeah.
It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like the checks with the commas on commas. I want the checks with the commas on commas. It ain't uncommon to borrow a dollar. Invite me over to eat with your mama. I like the checks with the commas on commas. I want the checks with the commas on commas.
Dollars. Hey, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate. Hey, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate. Dollars, dollars, dollars circulate.
They said we wouldn't have shit. Wouldn't last if it was up to white Jesus. Niggas started to believe it, started birthing and bleeding it. Oh, the lies y'all sold us. Oh, this poor love of ours, this gospel we sing, this little shine of mine, I'm gonna let it eat me up. I'm gonna let it kill me. Gonna let it fuck me up till I'm leaning, till I'm fiending, till I'm feeling better. Wow, I kinda feel better now, cause I got it now. For me, for him, for her, for my grandmama who had to pick cotton, and my granddaddy who got lashed at then laughed at, who you turned your back on, who you took your turn on for massa. I'm sorry, I'm kinda violent now, fucking tired now. Don't mean to disturb your peace, just needed a little piece of what you got when I helped you out for massa. Y'all got me hot now, not asking for permission, came back to see what's good now. Niggas buying dreams by the pound, only real niggas selling, only real niggas feel your fear. It's nice I've frightened you, it's nice I've inspired you to look, to think, to act like me, little old me.
This is Mr. Riot, Gladiator Pen Family, Riot Cross on the microphone, Masters, Dub CNN.
Yeah. Hey, I laid in my bed and thought about everything. The light, dark, and the heavy things. The house, the kids, the wedding rings. And in a piece that I'd never seen. Divine light that'll shine so bright and so white. It's like they got it out of Medellin. Let me set a scene. The fruits of your talents hanging in the balance like a brand new evergreen. It come crashing down as soon as the machete swings. Looking for better things. Looking for that same energy that niggas talk but never bring. No original thought. Anti-inflammatory medicinal bar. Special edition of pause for combat. Hey, gone the niggas we lost. My man was heavy on my mind, so I gave him a call. Remember when I couldn't picture this vision at all? A little riddle only time intended to solve. My foundation tend to hide all the little flaws. Fresh off an R&R, we celebrate the healing scars. Back to back like it's no tomorrow. Another chapter for the memoir, here we are.
Everything I did for you, after all you put me through, maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Come on.
Everything I did for you,
yeah.
After all you put me through,
okay.
Maybe then you'll start to see,
oh,
everything you mean to me.
I laid in my bed and thought about everything. And you know what idle time bring? It bring you further from the place where you design schemes to have your life tucked deep behind a glass screen, picturing perfection when perfect just a perception, a fantasy that lasts long as an erection. There's no discretion, you've been ill-advised. The look in her eyes behind the pain and disdain lies a truer God remembering the better times. You know shit just happened, she heard better lines, tiptoeing around the house, quiet little mouse. Maybe she ignored all the warning signs, reality kinda mortifying. Y'all apart in the future kinda horrifying. Faded picture, broken glass, let a little time pass. You see, it's love here and there's no denying.
Black man, so defiant, all wound up like you Nolan Ryan, ready to take the battlefield with his soldiers dying. Whole time got wifey on his shoulder crying, got a Miyagi on your side, why you Cobra Kaiin? He admitted my sex drive is fucking me, man's in recovery but relapse into a pair of double D's somewhere inside a fucking double tree, right outside Montgomery. This is how it comes to be when you get into a slide underneath, talking about a cycle never broken. I'm exposing what was done to me for generations, exhibit some more patience. A little piece is all we chasing.
Everything I did for you, after all you put me through, maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Yeah.
Everything I did for you, after all you put me through,
okay,
maybe then you'll start to see everything you mean to me.
Aki Carmichael here on Microphone Master. So you mentioned something that I want to touch on, is that being, you feel that you're one of kind of the pioneers that really been putting in work for a long time. If I was correct in looking at something, doing some research, at one point in time you had been either writing or doing something in terms of creatively for 17 years in a row where hip-hop was concerned. Did I come across that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you go down a chronological line, you'll see that it's actually at this point, to date, you know, you can even say 2 decades at this point.
Thanks. So along those lines, when as I mentioned, I'm from the West Coast, so I remember being that dude amongst some of me, and it was me and my partner Star Saxon that I do this podcast here. So I remember when we were in high school, we were those dudes that gravitated towards more of the lyrics, maybe more some of the grimiest stuff, some of those things. And we had other partners that were maybe into a little bit of that hardcore gangster stuff. And I know San Diego got, there's some affiliated ties down there. Was it hard being accepted for what you do, because you weren't necessarily going with what maybe a majority of people were doing over the last, 2 decades of being involved with, with San Diego hip-hop and the hip-hop scene there?
Well, on a personal level, dealing with the culture of San Diego, I'm one of many people, be it rap artists or just a regular person, that has friends and or relatives that were involved in gangs and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And even if we don't have that in the equation, we still, being in California, San Diego, will come across this. And in the early, like in the 90s and stuff like that, gang culture was a lot stronger. But at the same time, me being the kind of person that I am, I can go in any neighborhood and be accepted and respected, you know what I mean? Because I just represent what I represent, you know what I mean? So whether it's artistic, like some of these artists, because of, their agenda or their affiliation, they may not necessarily affiliate themselves outright with me, but at the same time, there's always that respect. It's always that love, respect. See them in person, they always, show that love and respect. You feel me? So it's basically, it's that kind of thing, because people in San Diego, like, this is Southern California. There's not a lot of people that are trailblazers out here.
Right.
So sometimes when you have a person that has that spirit of being a trailblazer in San Diego and being a person of comedic or African descent, you know, American comedic descent, sometimes some of these other people of other cultures and ethnicities may feel a tad bit threatened, especially if it's a person of comedic American descent that has a little bite to his bark, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
So, gotcha.
But, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, like I said, I get that level of respect. You know, all the fake politics and bullshit, I don't really care about any of that anyway, so I don't get too involved in any of that, you know what I mean? And so, yeah. Like, what I do artistically, especially at this point, because I've been doing it for quite some time, you know, I am the, you know, molder, I'm the architect of the sound in San Diego at this point, because nobody else is coming with anything that's groundbreaking or original or different. You know, everybody is just copycatting and trying to see what's about to be the new thing, what's trending. Oh, let me hop on this. And even some of the dudes that I've known in the past that were dope artists, dope MCs, they even hopped on certain kind of waves and bandwagons. Whereas myself and people like Scatterbrain, you know, we are trailblazers. We are, and I would say we are the last. You know, I'm actually currently still residing in San Diego. So I'm actually in the trenches in my town, you know, trailblazing. And also, not only just being a trailblazer and coming with original content, but just being a trailblazer and being true to myself, being true to my people, and being true to the culture. You know what I mean?
I hear you, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, most of these brothers leave because sometimes it's kind of hard to thrive under these conditions as a creative person. But, you know, there's pros and cons to any city you're in, and I really like the San Diego backdrop. You know what I mean? So,
there's far worse places.
I'm going to reside out here for a little bit longer at least.
I hear that, man. Well, let folks know how they can stay in touch with you and where they can get the album. Is it available on all digital platforms?
Yes, it is. And you can go on redlotusclan.com and you know, people can go on there and find the link, the Luxury Band-Aid. They can download it. They can order the download, or they can order the limited edition cassette tapes. You know what I mean?
I saw it.
Definitely recommend the true heads that still collect the analog pieces, you know, definitely cop those cassettes. You know what I mean? Definitely. And mm-hmm. And you can also go on, you can follow me at, you know, you can go on Release Aki Carmichael SoundCloud, Release Aki Carmichael Instagram, Aki Carmichael on Facebook, and it's spelled AKIKHARMICEL. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Well, sure, we're going to do this again, man, and have another conversation. I enjoyed it, man.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. So we're going to get into a couple songs, and of course we've got to get into some Aki Carmichael. You are listening to Microphone Masters on Dub Stephen A.
I'm cooler, you ain't nothing but a user. I'm cooler, tryna have my whole crew up in Land Cruisers. You ain't nothing but a user. I'm cooler, niggas like you go out like losers. You ain't nothing but a user. I'm cooler, I'm tryna have my whole crew up in Land Cruisers. Do yourself a favor, don't fool with the ruler. Sit your ass down, let me school ya. See the Aki cruising in the 210, Datsun, mob and illegal. You don't see me with a whole lot of people, but still I get it popping. While others are seasonal and regional, I'm leaving hoes even when I be alone, cause they don't wanna see me go. They love to see me grow, they love the flow, love how I keep the soul. Love to see me murk whack rappers and leave them cold like this one cat.
he couldn't take it. His greatness, they found him face down on the ground, butt naked, with slit wrists. He was hating, an agent working for the swine. He got fried like bacon. He didn't feed his crew, they was begging, emaciated. When the news broke, the whole town celebrated. We making it, my whole team clean like we famous. Don't try to fuck me out my bread, I'll kick you in the anus. As clear as day break, these cats and snakes, they be faking. Wake your ass up from a nightmare, shaking and cold sweat when awakened. See me standing over with a blade in my hand like Jason. I'm cooler, you ain't nothing but a user. I'm cooler, I'm trying to have my whole crew up on Land Cruisers. You ain't nothing but a user, I'm cooler. Niggas like you go out like losers. You ain't nothing but a user, I'm cooler. I'm trying to have my whole crew up in Land Cruisers. Do yourself a favor, don't fool with the ruler. Sit your ass down, let me school ya.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Jay Love with Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. And y'all, I want you to do me a favor. Check out my friends over at Casual Sports Radio Network. That's KSRNAZ.com. Casual Sports Radio Network, that's where you're going to find everything that has to do if you are a football fan, if you're a basketball fan. If you like a little bit of hip-hop the way that I do, check it out. My man Casual E runs that over there. Again, Casual Sports Radio Network, KSRNAZ.com. You can...
It's in the message, if you ain't get, go check your spam. Look, Frank, the time has come, we gotta expand. Montana ascension, it's the attention that I demand. Like Conan, I'm a destroyer, the onslaught brought to ya. I'm fuckable with the rhyme, like a Prime Jones Jr. I stand alone, step to ya, here I come, Sun Tzu ya. We can go toe to toe, shot for shot, I'ma run through ya. Who ya think you talking to, I'm walking you down. I'm nothing to play with, I'm not fucking around. For regulating, I'm renowned, the new sheriff's in town. Putting you on blast for showing your ass like a hospital gown. Ask around, get it? Let it be known, I'm your doom. So it's only right that I hit the mic like boom.
Is you with me? Queens get the money. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. Eye for an eye, it could get ugly, turn bloody. Emotions aside, this is B.I. strictly for the hungry. They love me for being calm, we're impressed. I respond best. It's New York's uncrowned, putting it down like an armrest. Come test the waters, it's nothing short of danger. For war, I'm bred from head to toe. I'm a rearranger, a game changer, no stranger to conflict. I can't lie, so don't say shit to me. Like an Irish goodbye, it's do or die. Feast the famine, all or nothing, now or never. No surrender, second and none, no one could do it better. Whoever want it, gon' get it. So pull up like a calisthenic. Fuck that mumble rap crap, that boom bap is embedded. Last to run, first to set it. Let it be known, I'm your doom. So it's only right that I hit the mic like boom.
Yo, what's the deal, boy? It's your boy Nick Pratt, holding it down with Dub CNN, Microphone Masters, man, CSB, we all up in the thing. I love
Cypress. Rain, 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 rain. They tryna rain, 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 rain. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade. Ooh, ooh. They tryna rain on my parade. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade, yeah, yeah. Why they wanna play the games on me? Why they wanna? Why they hate on me?
It's 40 years of my ninjas. I've been doing this since Khaleesi's dragons was baby lizards.
I swear.
Professional sucker ducker, ducking suckers got more gang than Dave and Buster.
Dave and Buster.
Ever since I came up out of the uterus in the placenta.
What happened?
Solid nigga ain't never been a pretender. Uh-huh. They got my name in their teeth like a cavity.
Like a cavity.
I'm allergic to suckers like peanut allergy.
Peanut allergy.
If it wasn't for the struggle, I wouldn't have bubbled and wiggled up to the top. If it wasn't for haters, I wouldn't be able to work or straight my block. The life that I'm living is vanishing and stole like a frisbee. Got a couple of crash dummies that I put one in your kidney. Like Moses, gotta keep a stick.
Keep a stick.
Just in case they talking about getting me over with.
Over.
Got a glue trap for the mouse, a shovel for you snakes. What I say behind your back, I say it to your face.
Rain, 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 rain. They tryna rain, 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 rain. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade. Ooh, ooh. They tryna rain on my parade. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade, yeah, yeah. Why they wanna play the games on me? Why they wanna? Why they hate on me?
Yeah, peel off of my 488 sports car. I grew up on my ghetto report card. Yeah, and water told me I'd be going hard. I just filled in the blank, that's my fourth bar. I soaked up the game back in 06. At my crib, it's all girls here and no dicks. Nah, you got to go, bitch. You caught a player playing with his nose, and I told you it's no picks. It's a no phone policy. Been giving talks since high school, she a prodigy. Sent the pic when she thought of me. I sent the Uber to her 20 later, she on top of me. Spent $1,000 on a Chanel umbrella. She wanna be the one, but got a bigger foot than Cinderella. Helicopter Palm Springs going head like Coachella. If you ain't talking about checks, then I vanish on you, fella. That moves.
Rain, 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 rain. They tryna rain, 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 rain. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade. Ooh, ooh. They tryna rain on my parade. Tryna rain on my parade. Rain on my parade, yeah, yeah. Why they wanna play the games on me? Why they wanna? Why they hate on me?
Microphone Masters, J Love and Star Saxon. So we saved the best for last, man. Your boy, I know you were happy. You were happy that your problem is now my problem. When Antonio Brown was traded, when the Raiders traded for Antonio Brown, and just the level of odd behavior was ratcheted up. And so we know that this week he was ultimately released because he was just doing some odd things, up to and including asking for recording a conversation, a private conversation with his coach, and then posting it on social media. I think I hit up our boy Chris and told him that I thought it was orchestrated just because of the quickness with which he was signed by the Patriots. But you said that just a few moments ago you got a buzz on your phone. What's your boy up to now, dog?
Yo, man, my dude, Chris Mortensen, our dude, the Mort Report, just posted some article about Antonio Brown was consulting social media experts on how to use the platform to expedite the likelihood of forcing a release from the Raiders. So, yeah, dude, this shit was all orchestrated, man. It was, look, either he 51-50, he need to be committed, or it was orchestrated, right? And look, I'm a Steelers fan. I was happy to see him go. So now all this stuff's starting to come out about what Tomlin was kind of like keeping under wraps. So you kind of saw, like, how the hell were we even winning these games dealing with stuff like this between him, Le'Veon, and some other cats. It's amazing. But I was thinking about, you know, like, the depth to which he was willing to go to, as he put it in his video, be free. Do you realize that when you record conversations with people without their knowledge or consent, that shit constitutes, like, federal wiretapping fraud?
Yeah, it's against the law, for sure. Most definitely.
Okay, so what we're saying here, then, is John Gruden, if he wanted to be a petty bitch, could file wiretapping charges on him, right?
This is true.
Right? Now, let's just hope that both parties were within the state of California. Otherwise, that's interstate added on, right?
Right.
Right? Okay, right. And now he walked up to the GM, Caucasian male, said some words, and in the end, verbally threatened him with a racial slur. Cracker. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. The Raiders training camp is, in fact, in California, right?
Right.
Okay, so we got some strict-ass fucking hate crime laws, right?
Right.
So, if somebody rolled up on an African-American and said, I'm going to F you up, you N-word, that's death threats with a special charge of hate crime, right?
This is true.
You better off saying, I'm going to F you up, you mother effer, than I'm going to F you up, you N-word, right?
True.
Okay, listeners, just keep this in mind, yo. I'm black as fuck, dude. So I'm just playing the role here. So he basically hit a white dude with a racial slur and threatened to do him bodily harm. So I'm just saying, dude, if you want to think all things being equal, that's a hate crime, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so mm-hmm. The GM of the Raiders has the grounds to file hate crime charges, right? Hopefully just at the state level. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he did this shit in front of a team of, like, what, 53-man final roster?
Ooh, multiply it
plus out. Plus coaches? That's a lot of fucking witnesses, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, he committed wiretapping fraud and committed a hate crime to get out of there. Now, I know the NFL, I know they hate people who take knees. But can they really stand behind an organization or even a player individually who's committing wiretapping fraud and hate crimes? I'm just saying.
Did you see that the NFL's account on Twitter within hours?
With the exclamation point? Yeah.
They put a picture of Antonio Brown in a Patriots uniform and with essentially just announcing it. I mean, they don't typically do that when people sign. They don't do that type of stuff. It's just shady all around, man. I don't get it.
Yo, you do realize that they said the Patriots have not confirmed the deal. This is all coming from Drew Rosenhaus. So, yeah, look, we clearly got some New England Patriots fans looking for the NFL. And I'm not even going to call for Roger Goodell or for the Raiders organization to open up a tampering investigation, because they just going to go to Roger Dodger. And Roger would be smoking blunts with Kraft, would be smoking blunts with Jigga and Meek. So that's just one big coterie of fucking dollars. And yeah, they ain't going to crack that egg, dude. So it is what it is, man. Steelers got two draft picks for a knucklehead. Raiders got cap space and shame. And the fucking Patriots, they gonna get a ring. And now everybody's flipping out like, oh man, they got Demaryius Thomas and Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon the smoker and Julian Edelman the P.D. Can't nobody stop this lineup. Like, look man, when you figure out how to beat Belichick, the motherfucking cheat anyway. We don't watch Tom Brady win 5 Super Bowls with fucking white boys that can't even fucking run fast. So they was gonna win this shit again next year, right? Or this year, right? Right? Tom Brady walked up into Kansas City, snatched Patrick Mahomes' link and his fucking Nike headband, went on to win the Super Bowl against the high-powered Rams, snatched their link too. With what talent, dude? And Gronk had a fucking robotic arm. So all of a sudden, as a Steelers fan, I'm supposed to be like, quote-unquote, mad that Antonio Brown went to the fucking Patriots? Jay.
Right.
Antonio Brown or no Antonio Brown? They winning that shit again. We understand how the shit rolls, dude. You remember in the 80s when Hulk Hogan was the WWF champion and he always won every WrestleMania, every Saturday Night's Main Event, and at a certain point you're like 9, you're like, yo, this shit kind of fixed, but I'm going to just keep watching. Remember that?
Right, I remember.
That's the NFL, dude. So, cry me a river or call me just calloused or just ice heart cold. The Patriots was going to win this shit any fucking way with Antonio Brown or without Antonio Brown. So having Antonio Brown there,
I'm not tripping. I know Big Ben can't ever beat Tom Brady, and he probably gonna lose tonight. I'm not tripping. I'm looking for two things, dude. Can we break Tom Brady's fucking leg and do the league a favor? Okay? And then, will or will not, Antonio Brown, the Manchurian candidate that he is, call Tom Brady and or Bill Belichick crackers? Because if he does the latter, I won.
Got you. Yeah, man. So on that note, we are going to end it. This is how we do it. Start acting as a fool. And oh, yeah, by the way, happy belated anniversary to you, man.
Oh, man. Good looking out, dude. It's 11 years.
That's what's up. So until next time, on behalf of Star Stacks and on behalf of Aki Carmichael, thanks for rolling through. Appreciate that. I am Jay Love, so catch us next time. You have been listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. You can...
Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. Truck juice, big stacks, mustard boots. Construction on her feet, she eat duck confit. I shoot up the club whenever I hit it raw. If she have a baby by me, I'ma love her more. Brings food to the crib when I'm laying low. And she know how to roll weed but don't smoke. Chinese massages, wifey, no side chick. Go sightseeing with the guard. Playing cards with my dad, frying chicken for the mob. Simply lemonade, raspberry for the wash. Gosh, she know who tryna rock her to sleep to get to me. Give him the side eye when she see him in the street. Her brother locked up, he doing 10 up in the beast. He's short, he coming home and she hype for his release. Fly to Hollywood, watch flicks from Nollywood. Like hydraulics, she ride the wood. Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. She educated. She said she related to that Asian ethnic persuasion. The sex is amazing. Never bought her a Birkin. My nighttime nurse, maybe more like a surgeon. Ice in her eyes, I put that work in. Back when she was on the same block that I was serving, set it straight. We need a place up in Jamaica Estates. And she was like, oh no, in a silky kimono. Said the streets to snakes plus Governor Cuomo. Flashes out the window, people taking my photo. She knew I wasn't gonna be no husband, I'd be a no-show. Leave her standing at the altar, bro, I couldn't falter. Plus that Nigerian blood mixing her culture body like she Evel Knievel on a soul cycle. Looking like Janet, dance like Michael. She knew I wasn't cut from the cloth to be a czar. Now she hit the town with the legal Escobar. She's my Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. We fresh out of the Met Gala, express power. Exude the essence of best dress for the next hour. Toast glasses, velvet ropes, no trespassing. Hella smoke, our section has the best fashion. Picture us laughing, how ticklish the muddy hazards. Like little kids, but the difference is we much rather be ghosts back in the crib, some avocado toast. Laid back, we choose that over Amalfi Coast. Chilling, starting to think about children and bringing them in the world with Kim Jong-un. But since I'm feeling what I'm feeling and she feeling what she feeling, I'm willing, she's willing, we building. Every man originated in Asia. One continent, Africa was a part of Asia. Here we are in this Western civilization. I believe that we was destined to make it. Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor. Tunisia, if you're not for Queensbridge, then you must be from Asia. Never knew a love like this before. Who said you was just a whore? Where you walk, love, I kiss the floor.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Defari, West Coast legendary, Liquid Kings, worldwide famous, in the building on Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. You already know what it is.
This mission is vital.
You know where to get the real.
You must succeed. But I warn you, you'll meet with some formidable opposition. The Guardians use finger power, and they're experts. But still, the whole future of Shaolin Temple depends on your success.
I swear I'll do my best, no matter what the cost.
The whole world watch when that go live. Black and yellow wool fitted with them retro fives. Plus the glow all natural, I sweat no shine. Man, they love me so much to check his XO sign. You can find me in the pits where it ain't all good. You can find me out of town where the scene all woods. You can find me near the safe if indeed y'all could. But to find me anyway, I got to leave y'all hood. I'm fresh off the jet where the time go back. They despise that, watch a hater eyes roll back. I just laugh, count the money, burn a hydro sack. But if you want it that bad, you know why I post that. I see niggas pay the price for they name and lights. And like, you can pull it off if you play it right. Sight, you ain't built for it. You ain't seen the blood spilt for it. You either kill it or get killed for it.
Your Royal Highness.
My lord, what do you think? It looks quite bad.
And that means?
Well, my lord, I think there's trouble ahead.
You must go to Shaolin now. Listen, I warn you, don't fail.
Sir.
Shaolin will be under my control.
You play a dangerous game, knowing you lame. Now you wanna come fuck with the grain? You insane? Or maybe that's your man gas. You know your man ass, how you gang gang with yoga pants and handbags. I don't get it, maybe I ain't supposed to. Comparing them to me is like stopping shop to Whole Foods. I'm Scarface at the interview, so rude. I'm old school, but still cooking the soul food. We got a lot of devils rocking angel wings. It's 2019, I seen stranger things. Everywhere I appear, I'm clear to make a scene. I'm Blade Runner, gliding on a laser beam. Water with the alkaline, there ain't no doubt in mind. I work them out like a mountain climb. With or without your love, I'll be fine. I'll be riding that thin line, I'm running out of time.
Thank you all again for taking a little bit of your time to listen to Star Saxon and myself. On behalf of Star Saxon, I'm Jay Love. This has been Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. You can...